Welcome to Talks from the Bible. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hebrews 1:1-4. God speaks through Jesus Christ in this age, which is the last days. Jesus Christ has been appointed heir of all things, and now reigns at the right hand of God. Jesus Christ is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person. Christ came to earth in human form to declare unto humanity the nature of God. Jesus, who made the worlds, took the form of flesh and blood to show us God. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John 1:18. Jesus spoke of his relationship with the Father when he was speaking to the Jews. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. John 8:58. The Son speaks to his eternal nature. Jesus was not simply a man, but was even as God from everlasting to everlasting. Psalms 92. The intent of God as Jesus was revealed to man was to give the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 4:6. As the world saw Christ, the world saw the love, mercy, goodness, and the immutability of God. The promise that God had made to deliver sinful man from the death of sin was fulfilled in Christ. The Son revealed to us God, the eternal being, who was the creator and sustainer of life, both now and in the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, we would see God, who possesses all power to do all things. We would behold the God who sought healing for the world and freedom from the power of sin. We would know God as the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, 2 Corinthians 1:3. Jesus in human flesh loved those who loved him, not because God loves those who love him not. The Son influenced us to the obedience that God desires for our salvation. Israel had seen the glory of God in the crossing of the Red Sea and the revelation of the law at Sinai. But in Christ Jesus, all of us see the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.